most important issues of the day. This is the Rick Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, ricksmithshow.com. Woke up first thing this morning. What I see on my phone? Wilbur Ross, the U.S. Commerce Secretary, telling me that evidently it's been all worked out. The deal with the Chinese and this ZTE, all done. They're going to pay a little fine, a little slap on the wrist. They're going to have a monitoring team look out some of their stuff. But it's all going to be, happy and done. And as I'm reading this and I'm going, I don't think this is such a great idea. Anyway, here to share some thoughts on this and tell us what else is going on around the world and in Washington, D.C., I got Bob Ney, Talk Media News. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks, Rick.
So did you see this story with Wilbur and the Kumbaya, and ZTE is going to save a lot of jobs and all of that?
Yes, it was a very shocking story, Rick, because obviously the impact of this company, this huge Chinese company, and it had sanctions for 7 years by the United States. And then President Trump did this, and number one, didn't see anything of what was supposed to happen in return, besides the fact it's a bad deal, but what's going to happen in return. And then if we look at the reaction in the Senate, you've got Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, and for any one listening that doesn't know who he is, he makes Ted Cruz look like Bernie Sanders. He is to the right of the right of the right. And he has combined Tom Cotton with Chuck Schumer to oppose Trump. I mean, that tells you something in itself, when it gets this reaction. Now, they're going to put a reversal of Trump's, I don't know, but if he did it by executive order or what today, they're going to put that in the defense authorization bill. And if it stays all the way through, that means the president would have to veto the defense authorization bill, with our money and troops and everything like that. So it's a bad move. I mean, this one's, I can't figure this one.
I have no idea why Trump would have done it.
No.
Because, look, I mean, there's been a ban on, ZTE, and I can never pronounce the other Chinese telephone cell maker. Hawaii or something.
Mm-hmm.
They can't sell their products on military bases because there's a fear that they're spying on our military personnel. And I'm going, right. Well, if it's not good enough for them, why is it good? Why would you want it for the rest of us?
Right, right. And like I said, the company was banned completely for 7 years. You had two sanctions because they also did deals with North Korea and Iran, and that was a secondary reason too that it happened.
Yeah, I mean, but at the end of this, what's the point in having these rules and in these laws in place if you're going to just bargain them away and get nothing back? I mean, I'm not sure what we're getting. I guess $1 billion, right? Which isn't really a lot to a company this size, but, I guess it's something.
Right. They paid $1 billion in a fine. I think they put down $400 million. I forget how it runs. They must pay payments. But, yes, that's true. That's irrelevant because they can do a lot of damage. With this type of company, if they had negotiated, if the company had put in safeguards and made changes or something, that would be one thing. But it's just, company saying I'm sorry and paying a fine and continuing on as it has.
Yeah. See, here's another example of why I'm against. Here in Pennsylvania, one of the things that Verizon's trying to do is, if you go to Comcast or if you go to a wireless product in your home, or some other telephone other than the hardline copper wire, what they want to do is the second that you go away from their hardline copper wire, they no longer ever have to reconnect it or care for it again. Because they're really trying to get everyone off of the copper wires and onto the wireless stuff. And I've been telling people, hang on to your copper wire lines, because there are laws in place that say that we really can't be tapping into your phones willy-nilly. Cell phones, who knows who gets picked up. And now there's the story on CNN that they're saying that they've put all these little mini towers, these little receiver things all around Washington, D.C., and they think spies have done it to tap people's cell phones obviously the theory is they're trying to go after Trump's phone because he's the one dumb enough to use an off the store shelf cell phone to make, you know, national security calls, or maybe not. But this is another reason why, you know, these cell phones, while really great inventions and fun and all that stuff, really not very good in my view.
Sure. Well, especially with this type of company. So, again, I was very surprised that he tried to do this. It may be overturned. If they put that in the defense authorization bill, he would be hard-pressed to. And if he did veto it, he'd be doing it in favor of the Chinese versus our military. That doesn't sell well.
Yeah, that's not going to sell well, right. Especially since he, you know, and then, you know, will Cotton automatically become a Democrat now?
No.
Today he again tweeted out the 13 angry Democrats, of which all of them are Republicans. Will for Twitter purposes, will Cotton now become a Republican who's witch hunting him, Bob?
It's shocking enough that he's combining, that he and Schumer are on the same piece of anything.
that is true.
All right.
It is what it is. We'll see what happens. Let's talk about immigration. I'm literally shocked. You know, I've had a couple of these conversations over the last few days about, you know, the cake thing on Monday, and then you combine that with the story of all these immigrant children. I'm kind of taken by the good God-fearing Christian people that I've met who are celebrating the fact that we can now discriminate against gay people. No cake for you. But they don't seem to be all that outraged about kids being ripped from their families and shoved into dog crates.
Well, and the cake, of course, it's not going to do what they think it's going to do.
No. But they've got it in their mind, we won. I mean, you know, and I talked about this on Monday. You know, the reality is, you know, while it's a very narrow decision, it's punted it down the road, it's milquetoast, it's all of these things that they're saying. What the zealot class heard is, and Franklin Graham was one of them out there parroting it, we won. Religious freedom won. And I do expect, you know, more of this kind of discrimination based on their religion, because I went and got my hair cut the other day, and I had a guy, you know, telling me that, you know, there should be a sign on the window, you know, no gays allowed. I'm going, really?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I go, do you think that most hairdressers, never mind, I'm not even going there with it. And that's where I stopped, and I go, I just, never mind. Mm-hmm. I go, you know, good luck on you.
Right, right.
Go that way.
Well, you know, with the immigration issue, you know, several things, of course, happened. Sanctuary cities, Philadelphia federal court in Philadelphia said that, you know, that the sanctuary cities had the right to be. So that'll kick up the food chain there. And then, of course, the Sessions comment about what they were going to do that you mentioned, you know, about the children. And then the immigration legislation in the House and the fact that there's a discharge petition, which, if it gets to 218 signatures, forces the hand of the speaker, and basically they will control the floor of the House with whatever piece of legislation they discharge.
Wow.
So that'll be interesting.
So this should be an interesting couple of weeks then.
Right, because since 1985, for example, in 1985, I think you find this interesting, your listeners will, just because I'm on the phone on this one, discharge petition was put forth in 1985. It was on the Firearm Owners Protection Act, actually, is what it was. And then in 1993, they did a disclosure bill which said you have to say who is on the bill. A discharge petition used to be secret, all right? And then, since 1985, there was only one other, which was in 2002, and that discharge petition was coming at me. So to discharge the campaign finance reform bill of McCain Feingold, because I wouldn't do that. So I was actually involved in the second discharge petition since 1985, and there's only been like four or five in the history of the country. That's how rare these are, right?
Right.
So what I did was, knowing they were at 217 signatures, Chris Shays from Connecticut was for John McCain in the House, I went ahead and voted it out of the committee unapproved. So it voted out unapproved, then we fought on the floor, and then it passed. But the reason we voted it out is because if I hadn't done that, then Chris Shays would have been the manager of the bill and then would have controlled all the time and who spoke and who didn't. So I literally, in order to control the floor process, I passed it out. That's how critical these discharge petitions are. So Paul Ryan is sitting right in the position we were years ago saying, you know, do I let them control the floor, or do I at least control the floor, you know, with the process?
Well, we'll see.
And he's going to lose, Rick, if he doesn't put a bill out, because they're going to get to 218 signatures, then they have to have the vote.
And what are they going to push forward once they do this?
Well, they have a piece of legislation, which, you know, obviously the Speaker won't like. And so they have one sitting there, and it'll be for the, you know, for the Dreamers and basically, you know, a full amnesty type of thing. And again, he'll want to do the bill just so if there's an amendment process, he can accept amendments or not. You know,
right.
The bill.
They can throw the wall on there.
Right, something. Yeah, well, maybe the wall.
And chip them, and chip all
so,
these people.
So I think there's going to be, you know, something that is going to be forced. Their hands could be forced to the House.
I'll bet you they're wishing they were going on vacation soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mitch McConnell has canceled the Senate vacation.
That's just to hurt Democrats so they can't campaign in the fall.
Oh, that's true. That would, yeah.
Do you expect them to get anything done, given their track record?
No. I mean, it's really better in the campaign year not to be in D.C.
And I think that's why he's doing it. He's trying to protect the Senate.
In August or September, it's just better to be home.
Yeah, I'm with you. I wish they were home from, I don't know, January to December.
December, everybody says that.
Yeah, that'd be. I'm willing to pay you. Just go away. I've been saying that about Trump. You know, just go golfing every day. Everyone's upset about him golfing every weekend. I go, well, if he wasn't golfing, how much trouble would he cause? Let him golf every day.
Mm-hmm.
Two rounds a day. And we'll even pick up the tab.
Well, he'll be over and he won't be golfing, but he'll be in Singapore after the Canadian conference, eventually, of course, on the 12th. That'll be a big deal, although Rudy Giuliani made the most idiotic statement that's been made in years about Kim Jong-un. That was ridiculous.
He came begging and crawling.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to start off a diplomatic summit.
Well, what's happened to Rudy Giuliani, he's on TV now. They're paying attention to him. And he couldn't keep to Mueller. He had to get into Stormy Daniels and then get into this issue, you know, with Kim Jong-un. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I know Ringling Brothers went out of business, but it seems like Ringling Brothers is running this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's tough.
Just an absolute circus. Anyway, and finally, a much-anticipated report from the Justice Department's Inspector General. What are we expecting?
Well, it's going to have some type of, I'll call them slams, a slam towards Loretta Lynch. We're just not sure what's in there. We haven't even picked up a rumor on that one. It'll be mainly into McCabe and Comey, probably the way processes were handled. It'll hit Comey for going around the system with the Clinton investigation, and it'll also hit him for the proximity of the election of some of the things he did about Anthony Weiner's laptop, because there is a rule in the justice you can't affect an election. I think, you know, the way he presented that Hillary was cleared was really not in the process the way it should be.
Right.
He said, yes, she's cleared, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. McCabe now, they're saying that he didn't, you know, tell the truth, that he lied on certain things of media contact. But here's what I think is going to happen. Either McCabe goes and says, I take the fifth, because there is a pending look into him, or he's granted immunity by Grassley. If he's granted immunity by Grassley, I've got to tell you, Rick, the guy that's going to look really, really bad out of this is going to be Comey.
Oh, no, I fully expect Comey to look bad. He's
going to look real bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's the target in all of this.
Right, and over the Clinton.
Sure, because, you know, nobody's thrilled with him one way or the other. I mean, the right hates him because of Trump, and the left hates him because of the Hillary thing.
Right.
I mean, the guy's screwed no matter what happens. So
right.
The best thing to do if you're anybody in this scenario, throw Comey under the bus.
Right, and that's what I think will happen if McCabe testifies there.
Yeah, but again, you know, at some point, do we ever forget the emails? Do we ever stop with the emails? Does that ever stop?
Everybody needs to throw their emails away. Everybody.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
I mean, your BlackBerry device.
Yeah, as my grandfather always said, you know, never write anything down. Never
right.
Write anything down. Never leave a voice message. You want to tell somebody something, whisper it in their ear.
Right.
That's simple. Anyway, Bob, I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Okay, thank
as
you.
As always,
bye-bye.
Good stuff. Bob Nay, Talk Media News. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
The Rick Smith Show.